Well, we move to chicken pox next, and most people listening will probably have had it as a child. A vaccine to prevent the disease has been available for some time, but now the HSE is offering it free to one-year-old babies. Dr. Ciara Martin, consultant in emergency medicine at CHI Talla Hospital, a national clinical advisor with the HSE, is with us now. Dr. Martin, chicken pox, we're all aware of it. It seems to be, or up to this point anyway, and an inevitable childhood disease. Remind us what it is.
So chickenpox is a virus, and as you said, it's very common, and it is for most children quite a mild disease.
But it's a mild disease. Are there any dangers?
But that said, of course there are. So there are a number of complications you can get with chickenpox. Now, my world in the emergency medicine department, that's where we tend to see the children with the complications. So the most common ones we would see would relate to the skin. Chickenpox virus loves skin. You get those lovely kind of really itchy blisters that are very hard for children not to scratch. So you can often get skin infections that can be quite serious for children. Chickenpox virus loves lungs, so you can often get quite a severe pneumonia, a viral pneumonia, and also it can, for a very rare number of children, affect the brain and the nerves as well.
Of course, it can leave permanent scars too.
That's correct, yes.
Now, the HSE is offering the vaccine to one-year-olds. How can people get it? Where should they go?
So it's a great celebration. At last, we have the chickenpox vaccine as part of the normal primary immunisation schedule. So you will get this chickenpox vaccine for your child along with your one-year-old vaccines, where you normally get your vaccine with your GP.
Because up to this point, my experience of it would be that if you needed the vaccine, you had to go and pay yourself.
That's right. Yes. So we've been waiting a while for it to come in. It'll be free. It'll be part of the vaccine schedule for every child. And once your child is 1 year old, you'll be able to access it from the 1st of October.
And what about children who are slightly older? Is it just for that age category? It's limited to that, is
it? It's limited. The free vaccine is limited. That's when we're starting it, on the 1st of October. If your child is slightly older, so they're born before the 1st of October 2024, you will need to pay for it, say, through your GP.
And how much would that cost?
I'm not quite sure how much it is.
Okay, well, the vaccine has been around for many years, and parents, you know, up to this point, as I mentioned, have been paying for it themselves if they decided to go down that route. Why is the HSE only offering it now?
I think we've been waiting for it to come in at the right time. There have been a number of, you know, changes that were needed to the vaccination schedule, and it was felt that this is a good time to start it now, when we're just settling into a new schedule of vaccinations that will continue for the next 5 or 6 years. It's been a little slow to come through, that is true, but I think that the focus is that we have it now. And as you said, it's a safe vaccine. It certainly has been available for a number of years. It's been in the United States since 1995 as part of their vaccination schedule.
I think the private cost is in or around 75 euro, but the overall cost down to the HSE, what will it be for this programme?
I don't know. I don't have those figures.
Okay. And in relation to the vaccine being rolled out, will we see chickenpox eradicated? Can we kind of reach herd immunity in some way?
And that's what we want to aim for, isn't it, with vaccinations? So what if you want to get herd immunity, we would need to be vaccinating around about 95% of our children for chickenpox. It is hopeful that we will reach those uptakes. We know at the moment our vaccine uptake isn't at the 95% level that we'd like it to be. For most childhood vaccines, it's between 85 and 90%.
Is that concerning?
It is concerning, yes. And
Dr. Ciara Martin, consultant in emergency medicine at CHI Talla Hospital, a national clinical advisor with the HSE. Thanks for joining us.